At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hola, Leslie.
Hola.
Hey, you know what? We're going to be talking about... You said you want to call this Margarita Monday, but no. It's going to be preparing for Cinco de Mayo, so you know what we were doing. Stay tuned.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
Well, if you're going to be spending Cinco de Mayo in Hilliard, we have some tips for you. We took a little tour of...
It was not a little tour.
It was not a little tour, and we did not pace ourselves. And so we learned a lot. But we checked out some of the greatest Mexican restaurants in the Hilliard area.
I was just shocked at how many that there were.
Family-owned.
All of them.
Fresh-made. Yeah.
And everyone was so different, which I thought was really kind of cool. So the first one we went to was Lanada, which I believe used to be the old Fridays.
TGI Fridays.
Yes.
In Mill Run, on Park Mill Run Drive.
It's huge. It's a big one. And they... Again, family-owned. They have a great happy hour Monday through Thursday, 4 to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Their house margaritas are buy one, get one a half off. Draft beer, the same thing,
yeah.
Buy one, get one half off. And, I mean, they also have did you know that they have a loyalty card program?
I saw that, so which is kind of a nice benefit. And back to the margaritas, not to dwell on that subject, but again, we didn't pace ourselves. But their margaritas were really good. The house margarita.
And it's fresh squeezed limes and things. Oh, 16 ounces for $8.50. I think that is a pretty good deal.
16 ounces is a pretty big margarita.
Yeah, but we went some places that they had 45-ounce margaritas. So we just said the first time we went, we said, could you make us your top shelf margarita and then just your house margarita? So...
And then by the end, we're like, bring us whatever you got.
Just bring us a margarita and a couple straws. But that one that they had, the top shelf, was with the limes, the OJ, triple sec, and agave nectar. That was really, really good. But their house margaritas, the 12-ounce is only $5. The 21-ounce, which is really what we should have probably shared that one, was only $8. And the 45-ounce, which... We would never go to our margarita and movie thing. We wouldn't make it to the movie if we did that. It was $15. But it was really, really good. I know you went vegetarian that day, but I went with the chicken chimichanga. And I thought it was really, really good because everything was very fresh. But what I really liked was their salsa and chips. They had regular salsa. And they used that, what do they say, like upscale tomatoes. So it's not just like... That means. He said they used
premium
tomatoes. Yeah, he said, you know, it was just like a better.
It's not your average tomato.
No, he said it was a better
quality. Not your average hothouse tomato.
No, better quality tomato. And then they served the salsa, but then they also served a ranch salsa, which he said had cilantro and jalapenos. And it wouldn't tell me what else was in it. My assumption was ranch dressing. But, you know.
It was good, whatever it was.
He said it's a secret recipe, but pretty much he gave us all the ingredients because then he said he would have to, you know, shoot me or something, you know. But I thought that everything there was really, really, really good. My favorite, though, okay, favorite, fried ice cream.
And remember, you can't go wrong with that.
No, and I knew.
And then we were reminiscing about the old cheese
and the sombrero. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I mean, and you do remember that day. I did wear a sombrero at one point in time. I believe that was the last stop that I played that stupid game.
And you were wearing a sombrero.
And I was wearing a sombrero.
Mention what else you were or weren't wearing.
We won't talk about that. But also, just so you know, that Lunada's also has a party room. And it seats up to 50 people. And they have an outdoor patio. So I think that's a great little place to try for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And then where did we go?
We went to Habaneros.
Oh.
which is a tiny little place.
So cute.
In a strip mall. It's on Main Street in Hilliard.
It's near the Good Life Ministries and the Goodwill. It's in that same little strip center.
Yep, just a little tiny place, but what a great menu they have.
Oh, my gosh. It
was awesome. And a nice bar. I mean, it's really beautiful inside.
Full service bar. They have, I mean, they've only been there 5 months. They have a great, how come I'm always talking about the happy hours? But, okay.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. You know, the last couple podcasts, we didn't talk about alcohol, so this time we're making
we're
up the last
up
time.
For it.
4 to 7 p.m. happy hour, and I believe it's 7 days a week. Their 21-ounce lime margaritas are $6.99, and dollar-off draft beers. They also have their queso and their nachos a dollar off, and their cheese chips and guacamole is a dollar off.
Okay, but my favorite thing there.
I know what you're going to say. I know
the fruit infused tequila.
Holy moly.
They just have this big vat. Of, it was not really a vat. I don't know. There's a pretty name for it. But a big thing of tequila.
Big thing. With, that's like with, when I couldn't remember how to say treadmill.
The thingamabob.
Yeah. The thingamabob
filled with the,
oh my gosh,
$5.99
a shot. It was so good. Leslie and I could have.
Smooth. It went down easy.
Way too easy. We probably could have had a lot more than a shot of that. But remember, they also had the organic margarita, which was also lime juice, OJ agave. That one was very, very good. Mm-hmm. And it was $11.99 for what they call the 21-ounce jumbo. And then they had another one that was, you got 5 beers and 4 shots of tequila for $35. And remember they
in
had
the bucket?
In the little bucket with the little things. That was so cute. Thank God we did not try that. We did try the sangria, which was
the sangria was good.
Very
I forgot
good.
About the sangria. That's right. Oh. And their tacos, it's like it's street food. It's street tacos.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So you walk up and you order and they make it in front of you and it's
So it's kind of like it is. It's kind of
like very upscale Chipotle.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what you're true. They have free refills on soft drinks, which I think has always been beneficial because you can take the whole family. It's very family oriented, I think.
Well, it's owned by 3 siblings, like the 2 brothers and a sister. And
okay, I want to talk about, remember what they put on? I just think this is so funny because, just so you know, they have 37 types of tequila. And the bottles are all so pretty. Most expensive one, because I asked them and she said it was the 1942. What was her name again? Adriana. She said the most expensive one they have is it's called 1942 Juan Julio, $17.99 a shot. I know people that have spent over $200 for a shot of tequila, but still, that's expensive. But some people do it. Okay, talk about that seasoning that was on the rim of that organic margarita. I thought it was hilarious because all you wanted to do is keep tasting
the salt.
Season.
It was a salt, but it was a lime salt, a lime chili.
Called Tajin, T-A-J-I-N Classic is what the seasoning said. I just kept licking it.
It was like a chili lime salt that I could have just eaten right out of the shaker. It was really good.
I know. And you actually were.
I kind of did.
You put it on. Yeah, exactly.
I kind of
The nachos
did, yeah.
they had, those were incredible.
Yeah, everything we had was really good.
And what I remember very specifically they were talking about is nothing was from a bag. Everything was all fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they slow cooked their beef brisket, which was incredible. They had, remember he made us that one thing called a tortas? And he made it with ham, which I never even thought of. He made it with ham and pastor. Okay, what's pastor again? Do you remember what pastor means? I think it's a kind of beef. If I'm not mistaken, it's kind of beef. But it had
to Google it up.
Avocado and mayo and beans and lettuce and tomato, jalapenos. It was really, really, really good.
Yeah,
And that horchata thing. Now, you like that. I'm not a fan of that, but you like
horchata.
That.
I just recently learned about horchata, which is a Mexican drink. It's like a rice milk with cinnamon. It's really refreshing. It's lovely. They have horchata
here. I found out what pastor is. It is. I was right. It's pork. Street tacos. Oh, my gosh. So good. So good. And then, just so you know, hours there, they have really long hours. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. I guess that's for the partygoers to load up on some
fruit-infused tequila.
And I was thinking more like burritos. And then Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. And Sunday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So they've got some great hours. I thought it was great. They were very, very nice to us and great food. And I know we're going back because I want to go back for that. I like the sangria and that also that Mm-hmm. Fruit infused.
That's good.
What do we call it? We call it like a tequila fruit cocktail. So.
Yeah. I don't. And we should probably say thank you to Christy Clark from Destination Hilliard, who was our designated driver in case anybody's worried about
us. We do not drive.
We did not drink and drive.
We do not do that. And if we hadn't done that, we would have probably done Uber. And maybe we should get our own personal Uber driver.
That would be a chauffeur.
Oh. Okay. Well,
at that point, we've got a chauffeur.
Okay, fine. Okay. So, well, the next stop was Crazy Burrito. Oh, my gosh. Now, I will have to admit, the best. I really, really liked their margarita.
That was a good margarita.
And I asked them, I said, you know, bring us your margarita and then bring us your, like, top shelf margarita. And he said, we only serve one margarita. And he said, because it's made with love.
Yeah,
I thought that was hilarious. They have three sizes, a 12-ounce, a 22, and a 32. And the 12-ounce was only $3.99, the 22, $8.99, and the 32, $11.99. I have to tell you, I really liked it because it had all that fruit in it.
It did,
and I'm
yeah.
sorry, it, to me it tasted like an upscale margarita. So hats off, sombreros off to Crazy Burrito for the best margarita. Again, this is a family-owned restaurant.
They've got one in Marysville. This is on Truman Boulevard. This is the old Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yes.
That went out of business. It's now the Crazy Burrito. Really? Oh. It was yummy food.
And our waiter was Crazy Carlos.
Yes.
We liked him. And shout out to Crazy Carlos. He showed us pictures on his phone of his little two-year-old daughter named Sophia. So, yay for Sophia. Okay, how about that stuffed potato?
With the papariana.
Oh, is that what it was called?
Papariana.
All I know
is...
It's
like fried, stuffed mashed potato ball covered in cheese sauce with cheese on the inside and cheese sauce on the outside.
Papariano and sour cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Garlic, too, it had. Oh, that was... That, I have to say, that was probably
I can make a meal out of that. Yeah.
Actually, I believe that we actually did make a meal out of that. Also, they had... free basket of and all these places that we've talked about make all of their own chips.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was very different, I thought, where we went. Each salsa was very different.
Yeah.
I mean, some had more herbs and a little thicker with vegetables, and others were very, you know, finely pureed. But I thought it was really good. That's where I actually wore the sombrero and played that
you
dumb
did.
Game.
Yeah, wasn't this the place that had the short ribs, which we were surprised?
Yes.
They're really good ribs. And it didn't have shrimp on it?
It had a
nice big shrimp on top.
Yes, grilled and blackened shrimp on it, which very, very unusual to have. But and the atmosphere, I thought, was actually beautiful. I felt like I was like in Los Cabos, to be honest with you. Not Tijuana. This
it's
was very
lovely.
Upscale.
They've redone the whole thing. It's
and they
really
brought
pretty.
Everything was handmade and shipped in from Mexico. So if you want to feel like you're really in an authentic Mexican restaurant, absolutely go there. It's a beautiful restaurant. It's big. And I just thought it was really, really good. They also have happy hour Monday through Thursday. And they have $1 off some of their starters, like wings and beef nachos and chicken nachos and chorizo and pork rinds, which sounds interesting to me. And then they also have, you know, beers and their house margarita, that 12-ounce margarita on the rocks or frozen. It's only $3.99. So I thought that was good. All their food was good. That sombrero that we had, which was the marinated pork also, cooked on the grill.
I forgot about that. That was really good.
And it was on that flat tortilla.
Yeah.
That was very, very good. And I mean, I love their... And their beans, remember their refried beans, actually kind of had a smoky taste to them, which was very different. I really liked them. And the rice in all of these restaurants were just a little bit different because it's all family.
Yeah, family
made.
Recipes.
Yes, but. And so everybody, you know, cooks a little bit differently. So I think we did a great job on checking things out for you all so you can go to Cinco de Mayo. Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we would love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivas CBUS and share your comments. Our podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartMedia, or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening.
Circle270media.com.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Trees and seas apply. Trees and seas apply.
Apple for you to fly.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.